Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
I've heard a few complaints on all the tree sap that's dripped on cars this summer. My car is usually parked under the canopy of some ash, aspen, and oak. Little drops of that stuff are all over the car, and it's not been easy to clean it off the windshield. But it's probably not sap. Most people lay the blame for this sticky stuff on our cars and other objects under the canopy of trees to sap. But it's much more likely the product of aphids. Aphids are in a group of insects known as sucking insects. They feed through sucking mouthparts that suck the sap from plants. But the plant sap is mostly water. That means these insects must ingest copious amounts of sap to meet their dietary needs. What comes out the aphid's other end is a sticky liquid that's called honeydew. It's not insect poop, but you get the idea. Aphids are highly successful insects. They're also more common than many of us realize. They're only about a 1/16 to an 1/8 of an inch long, pear-shaped, and can be of several different colors, such as green, black, red, or gray. They may occasionally be observed in small, rather hairy or woolly-looking clusters on plant parts. Although most species are of little concern, some species can damage garden and agricultural crops. On a related topic, our aluminum canoe is stored under the canopy of some carragana shrubs. But it didn't look very shiny this summer. It was covered with small black dots. I've not done much canoeing this summer, so the honeydew is collected on the canoe, and those spots of honeydew have been colonized by a mold. Apparently several species of molds, often sooty molds, readily colonize those accumulations of honeydew. By the way, I cleaned off my canoe recently, and that was not an easy task. So the next time you notice all those small dots of sap-like stuff on your car and other objects, don't be quite so quick to blame the plants. It's more likely that some aphids are feasting on the sap of some tree leaves above. It's not sap, it's honeydew. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.